make dua for me too, I'm muhtaj of your dua. If I have caused any hurt, any pain, any suffering to anybody without justification, I ask you sincerely and deep-heartedly to make me maaf. I have many a times reprimanded people, those who say they are close to me, those who say that they come for islah purposes, then I consider it as khiyanat and as a betrayal of the trust if I don't have warned them and informed them and reprimand them depending on the degree of taluk they have got. Because if they don't have taluk, then even one word is offensive. If you try to make islah of a person who doesn't have taluk, then just one word you tell the person is offended. You say, my reputation has been affected. Naseha matkar nasiha dil mera ghabrawe hai. Main samjhu hoon usko dushman jo mujhe samjhawe hai. So whoever claims that he is close, then he must be prepared for all kinds of reprimand and scolding. And because he wants tarbiyah and tazkiyah, so how will it come then? Look at Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. One time Hazrat Mujaddid Millat Rahmatullah Ali to take your bidding and get out from this khanqa. And yet he was so close and such muhabbat he had. So he too wrapped his bedding and went outside. And from there he sent a note inside. Hukumat apni apni, kahin unki kahin meri, hum dar na unka chhodenge, hum dar na unka chhodenge. I forget the first line of it. Wo dar na apna kholenge, hum dar na unka chhodenge. Wo dar na apna kholenge, hum dar na unka chhodenge. Hukumat apni apni hai, kahin unki kahin meri. So he is not going to open his door, he chased me out. But I am not going to leave this door, because inside the khanqa is his government, outside the khanqa on the pavement is my government. So I will stay sleeping here outside on the pavement until he opens the door. Hazrat Mujaddidi Millat Rahmatullah Ali said, open the door, bring him inside. That is the sign of a true aashiq. And now we are living in an age with years of muhabbat, but if the shaykh has to just say one word, finish, for islah purposes, so then why go to the shaykh? Why go if our hearts are so sensitive, so nazuk, and like glasses it will crash? So then why go? Did we force anybody to come? So let us take life a little more serious for our islah. So make me maaf if I have said anything which may have hurt anybody's feelings. And make dua that the earth of Medina accepts me. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam does not turn away his gaze when we are standing at the Rosa Mubarak. Many brothers have said that if you just want to know what was the dream, what was the dream, I tell you again that I don't bank on dreams. It is mubasharat. I make dua to Allah Ta'ala that He accepts it. But since it is something that your friends want to know, therefore I am saying that this sudden arrangement, I can't see what really happened, but there was a deep-hearted desire and taqaza. And just 3 nights ago I dreamt, or 4 nights ago, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam at the Rosa Mubarak, he is sitting. His gaze is low and he's signing all documents as if lots of people have sent requests and applications, and he's signing and giving it away. And lots calling someone, sending someone, as if he's running a whole operation from there, control of the universe, like of everything, sending here, dispatching there, and calling here and sending there. And then he just raised his gaze and he saw this nakara, this insignificant ummati, this black sheep. He got up, embraced me very, very tightly, and then said, take from my heart what you want. And I just mentioned this dream, I again repeat, it is not for any kind of self-praise or any kind of bragging. It is just mentioned so that there is, if any person has got any kind of jealousy, then at least he will understand that there is no need to be jealous. But I ask for forgiveness and make dua, Allah Ta'ala accept this going. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اے رب کریم، یا ذا الجلال والاکرام، قبول کر لے، قبول کر لے، ہم سے راضی ہوں. Forgive our major sins and minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly, unknowingly. You are not even deserving, my beloved Allah, of going to that Mubarak land on which my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's feet Mubarak walked. کہاں میری قسمت طواف حرم میں جاگتا ہوں یا رب یا خواب دیکھ رہا ہوں. کہاں میری قسمت طواف حرم جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم، جس سے چپکے تھے کل سینے انبیاء، میرے سینے کو حاصل ہے وہ ملتزم. Bless it, may Allah bless us with it. Bless us with ikhlas and with sincerity. My beloved Allah, let this ziyarat be the mother of all ziyarats. With ikhlas, with full ihtiram, with azmat in my heart,